Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Hi, my name is Chris Weisong, and I'm an Army veteran out of La Crosse, Wisconsin. And I am the proud owner and founder and CEO of Bucket of Bread, LLC.
Awesome. So how did you get the idea for your business?
So I'm going to blame my mother for this. It goes way back to when I was a little boy. You know, she always just had me in the kitchen, and I got some really great memories from that. But her intent was to get me to be a little more self-sufficient by the time I was an adult and I wouldn't have to suffer throughout. So she had that as a goal, and it's great that she did, because eventually when it was time to make the dinners or it was time to take care of even just myself, I was the guy able to do it, and I was comfortable and I enjoyed it. If there was a fundraiser, eventually, you know, I'd be baking something and I'd bring it there and people loved it. So I even eventually after that, I sort of became the bread guy whenever there was a fundraiser and stuff. So that was kind of always a neat thing. And then I'll even tie it into even further. There was a military deployment, you know, somewhere in northern Iraq, 2004 and 2005, I found myself kind of doing my own thing, and I was on an Iraqi military installation, just kind of doing my own thing, wandering around, and I came across these fellas next to this. It was like a overhead metal shack, really, and inside that shack, when I got a little closer, I found out they had these big tandoori ovens, and they were just sitting around smoking and joking while those fired up. And of course, I'm going to walk over there, and in my best sign language and broken English and the best we could, we just started chatting away. And the next thing you know, I'm baking bread with these guys, making these flatbreads for the Iraqi army. And during the hour or so that we spent sharing and joking, I ended up being invited to their lunch at their chow hall with the Iraqi army. And I sat there in the middle with a General Ali, the post commander for them, and we got a chance to just break some bread, and it was a great experience. So that was 2004 or 2005. But fast forward a little bit forward into 2020 now, for whatever reason, in August, I just woke up and had this thought, 3:30 in the morning, holy cow, everything that you've been doing, put it in a bucket and use that as a platform to help people. So I started doing some research. I woke the other half up, and she's like, what? And I tell her this great idea, and she's just like, okay, do it, rolls back over. And now I'm like I've got permission. So I contacted University of Wisconsin La Crosse Small Business Development Center, sort of ran through the idea. And the next thing you know, from August to May, I put a plan together. And then I had my location, and I had renovated it. I got it licensed. I got it insured. And I was ready to do my first little tiny farmer's market. And there we have it. That was where I was ready to go. So 2018, I had retired from Fort McCoy. And that's how I ended up in the La Crosse area. And now I have this as my business adventure, because it is certainly an adventure. And I'm having so much fun just creating this thing and watching it grow into something bigger than me.
For sure. Yeah. And that's awesome. So in terms of your customers, is it mostly e-commerce? Is it retail, food service? Like, where are most of your customers located?
So for most of the time, I get, I ship nationwide. I get a handful of those throughout from various platforms where I try to say, hey, could you look at my idea and buy a bucket of bread? And that seems to be doing well. I obviously would like to get bigger than just myself. But I go to farmers markets, I'll go to trade fairs, I'll go to little craft shows, just to kind of help get my name out there. I've also been doing pretty good about trying to participate in as much as I could that just sort of says, hey, this is a thing and people like it and you will too, so try it out. Got some stuff coming up here for some statewide coverage of my idea bucket of bread through a show air that starts and premieres out of Milwaukee. That will be on May 4th, Star Wars Day. So I'm excited to see how that pans out. And then throughout the state on various days, I've got a schedule posted on my Facebook page. If you want to go check that out, feel free to give a like, a thumb, and a follow, and all of the good stuff there. And you can see where you can watch it. And if you're not local to the Wisconsin state, you can certainly go to their YouTube page, and all those links and everything will be there. And I'll be putting stuff out in my amazing newsletter that I publish on the 1st and the 15th.
So for you, essentially, it's more so like kind of, you could say, boots like on the ground. You're at these events and you're meeting people and you say, hey, like, this is my product. And they might buy from you there. But then once they buy from you, they might come back and share with their friends and come to your website. Essentially, right? Is that kind of how it works?
That is correct. And I also have currently one wholesale location that I've partnered with, and that is in Madison, Wisconsin. So if anybody's traveling about and they stop at the Veterans Museum for Wisconsin, they can go check out some of the amazing exhibits and the history that they're trying to show and the story of veterans from across the state of Wisconsin. So the gift shop there has a big display with buckets of bread. And they've also got a program where when you purchase one, and they have something to where it also helps feed the food pantries of that area, which is the real reason behind Bucket of Bread, is to help do something, because at least 10% of any profits that are generated, those are earmarked to go towards charities combating hunger and fighting food insecurity. For those that aren't local to the La Crosse area, you can go straight to the website, and I've partnered with various food banks across the country, and you can send a bucket directly to them, and then the receipt from that will be able to be used by you with your tax professional as a tax deductible write-off. So yeah, there's just a win-win as far as I can tell, and it is the next best thing since sliced bread.
Awesome. So in terms of your product, who would you say is like an ideal customer for you?
So it tends to be probably around 80% mostly female that are engaging in the product. And the age group is typically 35 plus. It starts to taper down after about 60s. But everybody that I've got in that group, for the majority, seem to really like it. They I like to compare it to the food that you order through the mail without saying their brand name. And then you can put that kit together.
Right.
So yeah, that tough type of a fresh ingredient coming to you and you making it, the typical customer for them is very similar to the typical customer for Bucket of Bread. Albeit the other thing that sort of sets that out is the people that like the product also have an affinity for social justice and solving things like food insecurities. So that is a little bit more of who the customer typically is. But, you know, the next thing you know, I'll say this, and I'll be at a market or something, and some 17-year-old boy is in there making whatever he wants to make with pizzas or whatever out of the product. So there's always just that majority of who I'm dealing with, but there's always the outlier.
For sure. So obviously, we're Q2 of 2024. So for this year to be successful for you, what are you really focused on? Is it more getting into more retail stores, you know, scaling up your direct-to-consumer or even food service? Like, what are you really focused on for this year?
So for this year, I started the year out without really the knowledge of what I was going to do, what I'm doing now, which I'll get into that. But I thought, well, okay, I'll just get it on the federally recognized veteran-owned business status and then try to work my way into maybe a government contract or getting it into a commissary type of environment. And I had dealt with some government consultant people that help you do that. And I guess it's a little bit more difficult than just submitting a piece of paperwork and saying, hey, give me my credit. But I kind of put that on hold because I started to get more involved with some publicity things. So that event, that show that'll air throughout Wisconsin and then it'll be available through YouTube as well, is something that kind of threw me off. I was super stoked to be part of that. And so I'm looking at increasing that footprint of who am I? What is this? And what's nice is that after the airing of the show for the La Crosse region, about 5 days after that, I'll fly to Tulsa, Oklahoma to be part of and then you guys can totally look through the newsletter or the Facebooks or the Instagrams or whatever, I'll publicize it, but when I get more information. But it's kind of exciting because I'll be part of a boot camp for entrepreneurialism. It's a training environment. they say it's the hardest thing you'll have ever done in your life. And I'm like, okay, let's test that theory. But it's going to be filmed 24/7. And then there's some competition aspect thrown into that. And it will be a documentary that you can, I'm not sure when it'll air, but you can download and watch it through Prime. So I'm excited to see what happens from that or what the whole bit of information that I'll be able to release. But I'm anticipating to get a little bit more visibility from that. And I think it's just going to be an overall wonderful experience just to have fun with this, like I said, business adventure.
For sure. So like once somebody buys from you one time, right? Like how do you measure customer lifetime value? How do you make sure that people come back and buy more and do share it with their friends?
So that has been a little bit of a challenge because when I first started out the platform that I was on, I was a little bit shaky with it. And then I'm like, okay, this is just a basically an online business card that lets you click through this lengthy process and finally order. So I deleted all of that, threw that in the can and went to a next thing. And that thing was also better, but it was a little cumbersome. And I recently in November threw that to the can as well. So now I have my newsletter, which obviously keeps track of those who are involved. But on a more personal note, I try to go into my messages and past orders. I do try to reach out, but that's very manual at this point. And it does take a little bit of time when the list of people that order gets bigger and bigger. So the current system is really nice because there are some automated email follow-ups like, right. Hey, I hope you really liked it. Please call me or leave a Google review if you would, please. So some of those automated things are nice, but I really do appreciate and I think from the feedback I've gotten is like, well, thank you for actually reaching out and stuff. So I do like that personal touch as well.
For sure. So what would you say is like the biggest challenge that you currently face in your business?
So I'm bootstrapping this whole thing. And some of the funding that I have received is through some grants. So I was so appreciative for that. Some of them are also through some competitions that I've entered. And then the rest, you know, is out of my pocket. But the biggest challenge is to overcome that point where you're paying for everything and then some, and then to where it becomes self-sufficient. And then once that hits and, you know, then the profits are there. So I'm looking at a goal. I would love to hit that at a small minimum of, I guess maybe I should get an Amazon store next, but I would like at least 500 orders a month if it's by myself. Beyond that, I would like to just see how big this could go because, like I said, the bigger this gets, the more of an impact it'll have in giving people a little bit better things to eat through the programs that are available through food banks.
For sure. So like in terms of scaling it up, like as I mentioned earlier, it's like for you, it's not really even retail. It's more of like just leveraging this press coverage and then, you know, using your channels like your website, maybe Amazon in the future, right? Not really focused on getting into more stores or even food service, but really leveraging that e-commerce channel, you could say.
Yeah, I think right now the goal is to hit that point. And then once that is there, I have some doors that are open and pathways that I can follow, and I'll consider myself lucky to be able to face those problems, whether that's still manufacturing it in-house, because I do this by hand, this facility. So I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful that it goes through the inspections it does and through the state and local authorities. And then, you know, the FDA was here last week and told me and reassured me, hey, you're doing everything right. So getting this possibly to where I'm still manufacturing myself by hand, but with a team of people, you know, if I had that opportunity, then I consider myself even more lucky because I've been not only able to provide some of the profit sharing with the charities, but also give people in the area the gift of employment. And yeah, I'm not trying to get rich off this. I'm just going to try to make this sustain. And this is something that I think could get pretty big. I think it's got some good legs to it.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. So obviously now in 2024, many companies use high-level technology like AI. So do you currently use AI? And if not, where could AI maybe come in and add value for your business?
So AI has actually been very helpful in some of the things that I do. Like it's my proofreader, you know, I'll plug in some comments and things to an AI, like maybe ChatGPT or something, and I'll get this document of something that it wrote, and then I can scrub it and fine tune that and then spit it back into there to see what it spits back out to me. And then we just kind of play tag to see what I've created. And it really helps being a solopreneur because I am not at the point where I'm able to just start spending a lot of money out there to a writing staff. And at my low budget end right now, I think this is a humongously great tool for people to utilize. And if you take what it gives you and you edit it up a little bit to give it your own personal touch as well, it just really streamlines your efforts and gives it a more well-rounded product for you to be able to put out. So I really appreciate it that that exists.
Have you thought about AI like for a chat, you know, as you get more customers that people can chat, like on your website, you can explain like your product, things like that?
I have thought about that, and there's some canned answers that like you could put in a Facebook Messenger or something like
right.
But I haven't, because I'm, you know, I'm stretched pretty thin. I haven't just sat down and actually done something like that.
Right.
And at this point, I get pretty busy, but yeah. I still answer 90% of the calls and return 100% of them. So, you know, I've answered a phone at 3 a.m. before and had to talk to someone who was just curious if I'm open. That was a little bizarre, but okay.
That's wild. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
That I wish I knew?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be more expensive than you anticipate. That the plan that you put into place is going to be changed as soon as you start. And that just keep doing it. Be flexible and keep doing what you're doing. Take your idea and make that part of you. And while you're doing that, make sure you're genuinely being you, because this whole thing, it's not in existence without you being you. So whatever that thing is for you, be it.
That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, I think it's so true, right? Because you have this business plan, you can spend years doing it, but I always tell people, just go and start the thing and start talking to people, get feedback, and then you can iterate later, because what you have in mind will probably be different than your end product, the way your customers will love. And it's like, it takes time. And like where you're at now, especially, like you've gotten great traction, great feedback, 5-star reviews. I mean, all those things, it didn't happen overnight, but you iterated to create this product that people love now and are leaving you good feedback. So on that note, if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for your business?
In 1 year, if I could accelerate this whole growth process, I would love to be able to be the guy that walks in the room and says, good morning, where are we? How are we doing? Is there anything I can do to help? And if not, I'll step back. I'll see y'all next week, and keep me posted if there's anything needed. You know, I would love to be able to entrust people to take my vision and run with it to a degree that it is bigger than me and that it is doing more and more good. Like, I would love to become the next CEO of America's favorite brand. So if I can do that in a year, I would be super stoked, and I could write this off as a win column. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and I can't wait to see what's in store next, because it seems like every time you turn around, there is something new and exciting happening. And that's why I call it a business adventure versus a business venture.
That's amazing. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media? I guess best ways to get contact.
Best thing to do, easiest way to do it, is just go to bucketofbread.com or do a Google search for Bucket of Bread. Hit that website, bucketofbread.com. All the social links are in the header. There's a contact page. There's an 800 number. And give me a call. Give me a contact email. And reach out. Say hi. Go on Facebook or Instagram or any of the other things. Shoot me a thumbs up, a follow, and a share it with everyone in your network to tell them that you have found the next thing, the next best thing since sliced bread, and that everything, like I like to say, on the bottom of the checks that I do sign, there's a good deed in every bucket. So for about $12, you could end up with a bucket of bread, and it's the best baking kit you can get on the internet, I think.
Awesome. Well, Chris, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for giving me a ring and having me on your show. I can't wait to hear all about the thumbs and feedback from people. So thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing y'all. Happy baking.
Sounds great. Thank you. All right, bye.